Hey, you're listening to Lulu Sun, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian. We are back for episode 2. What up?
Hey.
What up? Okay, so today we're going to talk about, are you a slob or clean? Okay, I have to laugh because what initiated this is that I was in a public establishment and
let's call it what it is. It was a bar.
Yes. And someone said, my wife thinks that I'm a slob. So I took a step back and thought about it. And I'm like, okay, what is your definition of being a slob? So he talks about all the things. And I was just laughing. I said, no, that's not a slob. Your wife is OCD.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah. Okay, well, give us some examples. Like, what did he say that constituted, from her perspective, that he was a slob?
So let's talk about cleanliness for an example, right? Okay. Like, washing your hands. Well, okay, that is kind of gross if you don't wash your hands after you poop.
Mm-hmm.
But putting something, okay, let me back up. Dishes in the sink. Leaving dishes in the sink for 24 hours to his wife was considered a slob. To me, I'm like, I just did all of my cooking. The last thing I'm going to do is dishes. I will do them the next day, but I'm going to let them soak. And I told him, I was like, you're not a slob. Your wife is OCD.
I respect that.
I'm going to challenge you on that point a little bit.
All right.
Because let's say you make some dinner.
Uh-huh.
You put your dishes in the sink and let them soak, which for the record, I do as well. The next night when you go to make dinner, are those dishes still there?
Okay, so I don't because I do all my meal prep on Sundays.
Oh, okay, okay. So to me, we cook, you know, on a daily basis, and I will absolutely, I am totally in your camp of I'm not going to do those dishes right now because I want to just go sit down and enjoy the evening. But I will let them soak in the sink, and then the next day, usually late morning, I will do the dishes. So not 24 hours, but that becomes a slippery slope.
Well, here's another example. I mean, I know we kind of joked about this in previous episodes, like wearing the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row. Is that a slob?
I think that makes you like 20 and not having enough money to go to the laundromat.
I mean, we joked about flipping them inside out so you can wear one side and the other, but
that's at least more respectable.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I did that the other day. But it was out of necessity.
Yeah, but okay, why would you choose that versus just not wearing underwear in general?
Well, I've done both recently, as a matter of fact, because
I'm not wearing underwear
dictated.
Now, for the record.
We were out of town on vacation, and the place we were staying was supposed to have laundry facilities available, and they didn't. And so it was like, so there was a day where I flipped the pair inside out, and then I went commando.
I was going to say, you flip them instead of just going commando, but you did that.
I did both.
Knowing
I
you were going to have to. Okay.
Yeah.
You were just prolonging the
inevitable. Depended on what I was wearing that day, because, you know, some pants work better with commando. Others, there's too much chafing on the lower business. So.
Okay. I have to ask you this. Okay. So another thing that came up with this gentleman that I was talking to, how often do you shower? Are you a slob if you don't shower daily? And I corrected. I said, no, you are not a slob for not showering daily.
I concur. Agent J showers. Well, he's not as regimented about it as he used to be. But when we met, he would shower at least 2 times a day, maybe 3, which is asinine to me. Yeah, it's a joke in our family.
Well, we do live in a pretty hot state. Sometimes you need to shower that stuff off.
Yeah.
I mean, during the summer
balls.
To the day, if you're not taking 2 showers, you're wrong.
Can you just not rinse your balls and versus taking a full shower?
Well, wait a minute, drop them in the sink?
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he has a bidet now, so it helps with that. So he doesn't shower as often. Yeah.
I need to ask my husband how he thinks about a bidet.
I mean, you can quickly hop in and rinse off. It's not as involved. But what's the difference in towel usage if I'm drying half of my body or the whole body?
It's easier for a dude to jump in and out of the shower because you don't have all the hair.
Well, isn't it easy for us as females to jump in and out of the shower because we don't have hair?
I would have thought so, but
no,
you're the
your
one
head.
Sitting here.
Like, if my hair gets wet at night before bed, I'm like, shit, because I have a ton of hair, and then I'm laying on my pillow and my hair's all wet.
Yeah,
so.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Mm.
But can I tell you a story?
Okay, please. Go for it.
So, I came from up north, right? No humidity, much cooler climate, and I would not shower very often. And so I was in this wedding years and years ago, and the bride stood up, and her toast to me when she was introducing her bridesmaids was, when I met Meatball, she had not showered for a week.
You were so nasty.
Well, but the climate, to Harry's point, the climate is very different. Yep. So I didn't really feel the need. So but,
I mean, if you're not feeling dirty or disgusting,
yeah,
I there are plenty of times where I have not showered over a weekend if I'm having like a lazy weekend.
Yeah.
I've also accepted the fact that having a lazy weekend means that that's going to be a slobby weekend for me.
That's right. You know? Yeah.
And that's okay. Or I'm going to justify it on this podcast like that's okay. Do you think that you can only be clean or a slob? Is it black and white, or is there some gray here?
To me, there is gray, but it was entertaining to me to listen to this guy telling me about how his wife thought that he was such a fucking slob. And I'm just like, no, give me some scenarios.
Man,
you're really not.
You sent that guy home with a whole pack of ammo. And he was like, listen, bitch, you are OCD. I am not a slob.
35 minutes later, divorced. He lost half his shit. Yeah.
So here's another funny part of this story, because as we're at the bar and listening to this conversation, another lady, a patron, had stuck her nose into the business and was like,
just like you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you think about washing your hair? And I started laughing. I said, okay, I'm going to entertain your question. So how often do you wash your hair? Is it daily? Like, what's considered a slob for you? And she goes, she washes her hair every 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty standard.
To me, no. I wash my hair almost every day.
Well, but you got to think about, for a lot of women, that is a, it's, they want the oils to build up because you can style your hair differently. Your hair is very different.
You don't think it's sweaty?
I mean, they probably use a body spray or something.
That's not, but wait, but that's not to say necessarily that she's not showering.
She worked out every day and she doesn't shower every day.
Well, maybe she doesn't sweat.
Well, I asked her that question. Yeah. I said, you look like you work out a lot, because she had these.
She had guns.
Yeah.
Nice.
And nice, very tight body. Yeah, everything.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, do you shower every day? And she said, no. I was like, okay, I feel like you're more of a slob than this gentleman that we initiated the conversation with.
I feel like I came into this conversation in a much different place than I'm leaving it.
Hitting the gym and not at least rinsing off is not a great habit.
Because you're privates.
Well, I sweat like, you look at me wrong and I sweat, right? I sweat at anything. So I do, in this climate, I shower during the week. I shower every morning after I work out, before I start work. On the weekends, I'll shower probably at least one time.
Yeah, it feels like this question is more difficult for me and any other dudes listening, because it wasn't until a couple of years ago I realized that women aren't supposed to wash their hair every day because
no,
of the, like, what a shampoo can do or whatever.
That is a misconception. It depends on the person's head.
And their hair.
That's right.
And the how coarse their That's hair right. is, how fine their That's hair right. is. Everybody's very different.
Because I have had coworkers in corporate America who didn't wash their hair and came in greasy as fuck, and it was disgusting. So continue on.
What I'm saying is my criteria might be different than yours, because you both are, you know, well-kept ladies. And clearly I would say that you're both clean over slobs.
Yeah.
You know, but I may not have all the info here. I don't know.
I wash my hair probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
So regardless of how often
that seems to be just fine.
And I look in the mirror and I say, hair, are you greasy? And if my hair says yes, then I wash it.
I'm glad it talks back to you.
Yes. Only if it's greasy enough.
That's right.
Okay, so here's another question. When you are at the end of the day and you're undressing, do you throw your clothes on the floor or do you throw it in the hamper?
Jesus, this gets worse and worse for me.
I put it in the hamper.
Where's the chair fall in this?
The chair?
Yeah.
What are you putting it on the chair? Because you're going to rewear it?
Well, maybe.
No, because she walked in the room and instead of going in the direction of the hamper, she went to bed.
Well, okay. And this is the question.
Like an adult.
Are you a slob?
I mean, see, by your standards, yes. By mine, if I drop some
periods for my clothing. I, okay. So periods. When I work out in the mornings, I sweat a lot, so I put my clothes along the side of the tub for them to dry.
Okay, I will they say stay I there do all day. That. I do that to let it dry when it's sweaty. Yes. Okay,
so they stay there until the end of the day, at which time I collect them and put them in the hamper. When I undress at the end of the day, I put my clothes on the chair, and then usually the next day, maybe 2 days worth of clothes, then I will pick them up and do something with them.
That's fair. I consider that scheduled. I mean, you know what you're doing. The stuff's not there by accident.
See, this is part of your routine. This is the spectrum. I'm not a slob, but I'm
definitely not organized. I tend to kick off like shorts or whatever I have on the side of my bed, and then I'll ideally take that to the hamper or the dirty clothes, or just go toss in the laundry the next morning. It doesn't always happen. I think. Personally, I'm more cluttered, and I don't purge stuff. That's like the slob part of myself.
That is so funny. When I was thinking about this topic, I was like, I'm not super clean, right? Like, there are tumbleweeds of dog hair in my house most of the time.
There's cat hair on the chair you're sitting on.
Well, there's cat hair already in your house in my later. House, I'm sure, because in my house. But I was thinking about that, and when I thought about it, what came to mind for me was Hoarders, the show.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes.
And what I thought about was, when I watch that show, what bothers me, I mean, everything bothers me, but what bothers me the most is the clutter.
Sure.
I am like, no, I think I create what in my mind is cleanliness by not having clutter, because then I don't have to keep up with all that.
Okay.
So the cleanliness, the actual like deep cleaning, not as high of a priority as the decluttering.
I'm going to have to agree with that, because if anybody who knows me personally, right, I've got a sidekick with decluttering, and decluttering is a big thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it permeates. For me, it permeates my mind, and I can feel if I walk in the house and there's a bunch of stuff everywhere, instantly my anxiety kicks up, and I'm not an anxious person. So it's like noticing instantly that just makes me feel like, ooh, you know, that drives me crazy.
Which reminds me, we had another podcast in season 3 and kind of briefly talked about this. So after this is done, I'll have to walk you around the house to talk about the closet space that we were.
And show us the changes that's you've right. put yes. in.
Not the changes that I've done. It's still a shit show. That's the problem. So are you a slob or clean? My husband's a slob.
What are y'all's mail habits? You go mail outside habits. To get the mail.
Oh you I mean was like postal? My
mail? Yeah, like post snail mail.
Okay.
Right. Go outside, the mailman's come.
What are you getting at? No,
well, so let's say I go out and get the mail, right? Uh-huh. Clearly there's junk or ads or whatever, and they're going in the trash, uh-huh. right? There's probably some credit card bills or what have you, other bills that I may not be able to throw away immediately. But then what do I do? Because the other day we were cleaning up downstairs and I found like an 8-month-old snail mail letter that I'd set aside for some reason, never needed in the long run, but it's just freaking there, and it's going to stay there until the end of time.
No.
See, I'm too clutter organized out. For that. That's right. That's clutter, because I unsubscribe to all of the paper shit, so I don't know anything. And I'm trying to get my husband to understand what it means to do the electronic notifications via email, right? Because a lot of the mail that we get, it's not my shit. It's his fucking shit.
Yeah. Now, the vast majority of the mail that we get comes in and goes right into
bills,
recycling.
Junk, trash.
It's just garbage, yeah. right? There are a couple things that I'll break out and, you know, save, but Agent J will just bring it in and leave it on the counter for me to deal with, and yes, that pisses me yes, off. I'm like, bro, you yes. know that that's garbage. Like, just get rid of it. Don't leave it for me.
Miss Reed and I have to be very focused to actually get rid of all that stuff when it comes in, and not just create another box of shit we'll have to go through
yeah.
later
yeah.
that we've already forgotten about.
I would love to go to your house and clean up. And
I would too.
Yeah.
Put us in there.
Let's do that. Let's have some drinks and do that.
I don't feel like a dirty person, but I don't think people would say that I'm clean. Like there's a level of organized chaos that I'm comfortable in.
There's a difference between cluttering and cleanliness.
Right. There's a very big difference to me. You know, like, I don't know, because I would not say, I mean, my house passes as clean. it's not filthy,
yeah,
but it's not clean.
See,
but it's not cluttered. There is zero clutter.
So the analogy in my head that I was using when thinking about that was like, my house is a home, not a museum.
Yeah.
You know, like, I am not going to be mad if something is out of place. That I would be mad at myself because I'm probably the reason it's out of place. But that's how I don't consider myself a slob, but I definitely know that I'm not like clean, clean.
Okay. But I think, okay, so going, like, is this not all, like, we talk about this on so many episodes, but does this not all come back to personal preference and what it all means to you? Because I'm going to say you and I might have a hard time living together.
I'm going to say the same thing.
I would probably call you a slob.
I mean, if it's the clutter that bothered you over the dead cats you'd find on every other episode of Hoarders, you probably would.
Okay, here, we're going to switch. Okay. How long do you go with cutting your toenails? When they're long as shit, like, what is talon and what is gross and being a slob to you?
I don't even know. I can't give you a time frame, but my toenails stay very short. Don't look at them right now.
No, look at mine. Mine are long right now. I'm showing them to everybody on this.
No, I like to cut mine super, super short because otherwise they hit the ends of my sneakers when I exercise and that hurts my feet.
And my heels itch.
I keep them very short to the point that when I go and get pedicures, they're like, do you want me to cut them more? Like looking at me sideways. And I'm like, yes, I do. Shorter, shorter, shorter.
Now, yeah. I actually walk barefoot at work when I'm in my personal office space.
Oh,
you
my
do?
God.
I am shocked. The worst. What is it carpet?
Yes.
Of course it's carpet.
I am so shocked. Do you walk barefoot at the gym?
No.
In the locker room? Why is it different?
I guess it's because I feel safe there. I don't know why. I'm not sure why.
Would you shower in a college dormitory without wearing sandals?
No, because I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get
you're picking up what we're putting down here, right? That's disgusting.
I wear flip-flops, and that's what I showered in when I was visiting my friends in those community dorms, and
I mean, it's surprising because just on a base level, you realize that in like an office, STD, people are wearing their shoes into a bathroom and wearing the same shoes all over your office. Also, like, you're in a barefoot home, but you know that these floors are cleaned by someone with attention to detail instead of someone who has to clean an entire office building in 30 minutes.
Who maybe used that vacuum to vacuum up somebody's puke in the next room.
Okay. Now you're putting some perspective here. So I used to have the same fear with college showers that I did with hotels because I used to travel so much for work. And I used to always bring those flip-flops, never, ever had my feet touch the carpet. Now I don't have that fear. So I wonder what the change is in myself.
Well, and I have to tell you, like, full disclosure, I'm like, I'm barefoot. I don't give a shit.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Even if there's mold?
No. I mean, obviously, I'm going to, like, gingerly walk in strategic ways, but, and I'm not really a frequenter of college dorms, so I can't really speak to that at this point, but I don't know. I subscribe to the theory with a lot of stuff of, like, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You know, if it's sitting on a toilet seat or if it's walking on stuff.
I mean, that's factually correct, but it doesn't mean that's the best move.
Right. Well, yeah, but like, do
I want
to?
Are you a slob? Or are you clean?
Right. Yeah.
She's clean because she took a shower, but she's dirty.
But she just said that mold didn't bother her. So, okay, Harry, mold. If you're walking in a public establishment and you see mold, does that bother you? Like, to me,
what kind of public establishment?
Okay, it wouldn't be a bar.
Because then I'm bothered.
Maybe it's a public restroom, right? I always preach that HEB bathrooms are very meticulous and miraculously clean. But what if it wasn't?
I mean, for a bathroom specifically for me, it's not going to be a showstopper. A, we function differently. So
are you
going to
be that person
I'm going
that
to a public restroom,
the seat? Ugh.
No, because we have urinals.
It's true.
Sometimes.
Oh, that's true.
It depends on the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's fair. Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, I do lift the seat if I'm in a public restroom.
Thank you.
I think that's just a nice sign of respect. It's not hard for me to grab some toilet paper and pop it up. I even lower it 70% of the time.
70%?
Hey, I'll take that.
Yeah,
you don't
I'm not
even
perfect.
Have to lower
man,
it.
When Thank I'm in my house, raising. It's 105%. There's never been one time that I can think of, honestly, nothing crossed here, that I've left the seat up for misread.
I don't even have a penis, and I I sit on the seat, and but I'm also cognizant of lowering the toilet seat in general just to be polite. Well, I guess I also have cats that lick the water, so that's another reason.
That was a very
another reason to not have cats.
Yeah.
So well, this is actually reaffirming. It's nice to know that me being critical of myself for habits that I don't even remember forming, it's just what comes natural or what is pleasing to me, doesn't mean I'm a slob. But
yeah.
Do you feel that you and your partner would rate you the same, clean or slob?
I don't
because
know.
Because we're learning. Honestly, it's not just a one-person opinion here.
I don't know.
I think Agent J would say I was OCD.
Well, I mean, okay, when you frame it that way, there's no question that my husband thinks that I am definitely like that. But at the same time, he makes jokes and like, well, Lulu, you didn't bathe yesterday. I said, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You're marinating.
Yes, you know? That's right.
But I'm going to bathe the next day because like you said earlier in the podcast, right? Like, how do you feel? Are you feeling icky?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel icky after 24 hours of not bathing. I'm sorry, 48.
I mean, I'm certainly not above wearing the same pair of slacks more than one time before
sure.
they get
dry
washed.
Dry cleaning's expensive.
Yeah, but I mean, you know when you need to not push that bar.
Yeah.
You know, when you need to just say, hey, this is good.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get a reputation at work or something like
at
that.
At work? Who's sniffing your ass at work?
You.
Tell you
obviously,
what.
We know how that is. You can smell somebody's ass from like a mile away.
I can. That's a true statement.
You're like a bloodhound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say, I think Agent J would say that I was like OCD because it's not the, to me, it's the distinction between the cleanliness and the clutter. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried. Like, I hate it when I'm walking around barefoot and things stick to the bottom
yes.
of my feet.
Oh,
that drives me crazy.
Shit,
so then I'll be like, all right, we need to get the vacuum out. But otherwise, I'm like, I'm not real worried about it. But the clutter thing, like quit leaving your shit everywhere. And I'll gather up his shit and put it on his side of the bed. Like, just get this the fuck out of my way. Because
it's funny how you did that.
Yeah.
I do that with my husband's chair. Sometimes when it gets so bad, I just keep piling shit in his chair. And he's finally like, Lulu. What are you doing? I'm like, get rid of this fucking shit.
Right? Get it out of my face.
That's right.
If you're moving it, just move it to the dirty clothes.
No.
Well, no. I'm talking about like
no, this is you creating, furthering an issue.
Well, I will
say. You can solve it. You should solve it.
It's never clothes. He's on point with his clothes. Like he'll pile a little bit with his clothes, but it's not clothes. It's magazines and accessories and knickknacks and da 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 that he just leaves.
Sure.
He's like, you know, Hansel and Gretel, where they leave a little trail of breadcrumbs. You always know where
Agent J
is.
Are you
going to
push him in the oven?
Because he's left all these little trail of things. So sometimes I just come behind him and gather them up. And I give him time, right? Like hoping that he will pick them up. But at the same time, ultimately, I'm like, yeah.
We don't get those hints.
No.
So to be a little critical of Harry Reid here, I played golf like 4 months ago. There's still one random golf ball and two golf tees that are in my little like bathroom caddy because they were in my shorts when I came upstairs.
Yep.
And
it's a long
like
time.
It's kind of hard to get to my golf bag. Everything has to be out of the garage, so they just kind of stay there, and I don't know what to do with it. If she threw them away, I wouldn't be mad,
right?
Because like, you know what? I've had plenty of time to put this stuff away.
You just brought up a very good point. So my husband had a bag full of clothes that was supposed to be tossed months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow some rationalization was like, you know what? Some of those shirts are, I might keep them. And then I might remove the stitching. And I said, okay,
remove
I know you well
stitching.
Enough to know that you're not going to fucking do that.
Why would he remove the stitching?
Because he liked the quality of the shirt. Because the emblem, the logo of the company of the shirt.
Okay.
And so fast forward, now we're 2 months in because we share this particular closet and the bag has been there forever and I've been trying to get him to get rid of it. So finally, today I just pulled the bag out. Yeah, fuck it.
Toss it.
Throw it away.
That's right.
I will tell you, it's hard to come up with something where you could feel like more of an asshole. Ms. Reed had spent time going through the closet during all the Marie Kondo stuff on Netflix. Well, we'll get to that in just a sec. Uh-huh. But she had multiple bags of stuff that were ready for donation. And then they just sat in a different part of the house in bags. So it's like, I know that your plan is to donate this and it's going to help someone. But I want to throw it away or burn it so I stop looking at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
my gosh. I get it. I say that all the time too.
Well, you know, I think we all try things because whenever you identify a weakness in yourself, you should want to have some sort of, hey, how can I change this or fix it or improve it? So like I have a lot of old clothes that I'm probably never going to wear again. Some of them don't fit, but I've done the reverse your hanger thing at the start of a year.
That didn't work for me.
Yeah. Oh. If I did that, I'd have like 80% of my closet would be untouched. And apparently I just wear the same 5 t-shirts and polos or whatever.
You know what I do? I keep a bag in my closet. And when I'm walking through there and I'm like, God, I haven't worn that in so long. I just take it off the hanger and I put it in the bag. And then there's a Goodwill down the street. And once a month or so, when I'm driving by there anyway, I drop it off.
Yep.
I was actually talking to somebody about this today because I also hate shopping, but I love to clear out my closet. So I've been noticing last week I was walking through my closet and I was like, oh God, things are looking a little sparse in here because I keep getting rid of things and not replacing anything.
But you need to replace them? That's the question.
Right. And that's the thing, kind of what you were talking about, Harry. I wear the same 10 things all the time. So at this point, I don't feel the need to replace them until a personal shopper steps into my life and does it for me.
From what you said earlier, that's just going to give you more mental clarity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Things are less cluttered. It's nicer. Like, I know that I always feel at ease if I walk into a room that's put together or when a bed is made. I don't make the time to make my bed. So we can unpack that. I'm sure it says something. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, being type A or type B, right, there's this pre-notion of what those definitions mean. Do you think that they're relatable to being a slob or a clean? Do you think that you can be a type B and be clean as well as a slob and vice versa?
Well, but wait a minute. Don't we need to okay. So, Lulu.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could draw some conclusions, but what type would you say you are?
More of a type A.
Definitely. I would agree. Harry?
I'm a B until I need to be an A.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that's the way I am.
So by that logic, does that mean that I'm a slob until I need to be clean? I don't see myself that way.
And also be a slob.
Well, I think to me, that's kind of what, I mean.
If FEMA doesn't have to like come into my house and clean for the as like a maid service, I'm not disgusting. I just have stuff.
Do you ever do whore baths?
I'm
just going to ask that.
Yeah, of course.
Is that considered being a slob?
I did one today.
No, I think that's meaning I
did that
gotta,
the other day on Wednesday somewhere. Before I went to work.
Listen, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Are you talking about to like start your day?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I do a horse bath if I've been doing like yard work and I want to not take a full shower or I want to get into something else.
Mm. I did it this morning because I was like, my armpits stink. And so I just gave myself a little whore bath.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Avino.
I had not showered.
I find that works very well.
Yeah.
There's something about that oat extract.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, your stink is not my stink.
Oh.
We're in a different ballpark.
She says this. She's been saying this for so many seasons, and I've never smelled her before.
Oh, I am going to save it for you next time and stick your head right in my armpit. I can't wait.
I'll call in from Zoom on that one.
No, you have to be here to give a third party opinion.
So, well, all right, I'll suck it up. Lulu, you brought up something that I was wondering as well, which is, does physical cleanliness or physical slobbiness, slobbiness?
Whatever you want
to
call it.
Does that sloppiness translate to emotional cleanliness or emotional sloppiness? Because I know mentally, like, I'm in line, I get my stuff taken care of, but I would definitely not say that my decision-making or my mind goes from A to B. Right, I'm like a stock market from a company that doesn't know if it's making burgers or selling carpet. Like, I'm up and down all the time.
I will say with me, 100% it matters. But I don't know if that's true with everyone. Like for me,
I'm still thinking.
I mean, we're all wired differently.
Yeah, right?
I would assume there's a correlation to that. But does that mean like in times where I'm thinking really straight that everything else should also follow that? Because
it's the opposite. Like if I'm trying to get. If I'm feeling anxious or stressed or out of whack, if I get things in order physically, mm-hmm. it gets things in order for me mentally.
Okay, I just had this random question in my head.
Yeah.
Okay, none of us have children. Well, you have stepchildren. Yep. Both of y'all actually have stepkids.
Yep.
But they're older. What if they were younger and, you know, they had issues with poopy pants? And then you just got so mentally exhausted with, like, cleaning this on a regular basis, right? You could be multiple whore baths a day or whatever. But, you know, do you ever get to that point? Is it disgusting? Are they a slob because they don't know how to wipe their ass?
No, that's a different story to me. And especially, I mean, let's be clear,
I went way out there.
If this was Agent J's kid and they were young... Yeah. Agent J better be there right there with me. Okay. And then we're a team attacking it together.
Okay, so you would do it as a
yes,
team.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, I mean, it's if the kid is 30 years old and it's then it's a different story. But if they are learning those habits.
So I will tell you, when I got with Miss Reed, her son was already in his late teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say his? Her son was in his late teenage years. Yeah. And, you know, at that point, I wasn't trying to, you know, be his daddy or correct his behavior. It only bothers me when, like, we kind of were the party house when they were all in college, so they would come into town mm-hmm. and stay here. But, those kids don't put the seat down.
Oh!
But that was it. You know, I didn't consider that, like, egregious. They were just a bunch of dudes at the time.
I will say... When you said that, it kind of brought back some memories for me. So at one point, Agent J's wife, I'm the wife, his daughter moved here and she lived with us for almost a year. And I have never seen a room in the state that her room was in.
She's a slob.
She yep. is 100% a slob. And I don't think she is now that she has her own
Did
place.
Did it smell when you walked into the
yes,
room?
It was funky, but she... She wears like I'm not a perfume person, and so yeah. she wears a lot of different fragrances and shit. So it was just funky to yeah. me anyway, and I was just straight up pissed off because that's like the everything that just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
But now that she has her own place, interestingly enough, she's not like that.
Probably has coasters too, right?
That I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember that. Yeah,
you're stuck with a coffee table full of drink rings, but she.
Jesus.
Yeah. Man.
Any last comments before we close this out?
I didn't care for saying thank you to every item that I threw away and appreciating the importance it had in my life.
You don't need to be Marie Kondo. And you know what? She has announced publicly that she doesn't do that anymore and she's too busy with her kids to even fucking deal with that. So, whatever.
Mm. And I Good. Think it's that's nice an extreme know. Situation where you have to do that. I will say... When Agent J and I got together, he had a storage unit that he was paying way too much money for every month. And that was after, I don't know, Lord only knows, this has been so long, like maybe 8 months or something. We went out and we tackled that storage unit together. Mm-hmm. And I specifically remember a set of dusty rose sheets. So these like pink sheets, people, okay? And I was like, the fuck are these doing in here? And I was like, these are going. And he got like really emotional about it.
Oh, my gosh.
It brought up all the shit. That was a situation where he needed to tell those sheets. Thank you. I appreciate what you've mm-hmm. done. Time to part ways. But it was literally what came about from the conversations we had was that he was like so scared that at the end of the day, I was going to kick him out. And he was going to have to buy all of this stuff again. It was wild. I was like, holy
okay, so
shit.
That goes way beyond whether you're a slob or clean.
It's still like, a great story.
That's right. That is some emotional attachment issue. Yeah. So all we're going to say is, you know what? Some of you folks out there, if you feel like a slob or if you're told that you're a slob, you're probably not as nasty as people make you out to be.
And y'all cleanies, even though you look like you got everything together.
And you know, even if you're taking whore baths, that's still cleaning.
We love you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
You slobs.
Bye-bye.